The Washington State Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday on whether or not the voter-approved charter school law is constitutional. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
The primary issue in the case is whether certain tax dollars can go to the privately run but publicly funded schools. State law dictates that certain funding is only for so-called common schools, traditionally K-12 public schools. Last year, a King County Superior Court judge ruled that funding charters with money that's restricted for common schools was unconstitutional. Arguing for the plaintiffs, attorney Paul Lawrence told the high court that voters were misled about how charters would be funded. He points to the language in the initiative.
We treat these the same as common schools. We fund these the same as common schools. These are common schools. These are common schools. That's the mantra that was given to the voters. And that simply is not accurate at the end of the day.
But State Attorney Rebecca Glasgow called the plaintiff's definition of common schools narrow. And she said the tax dollars restricted to common schools already go to institutions that aren't overseen by traditional K-12 school boards. Programs like Running Start or schools on Indian reservations.
Then that jeopardizes not just charter schools, but every type of school whose teachers are not hired and fired by school districts.
The plaintiffs in the case include the League of Women Voters and the state's largest teachers union. They've asked the high court to strike down the entire law. The state's first charter school opened in Seattle this fall. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.